Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This Friday, the Jonas Brothers are going to be at the Golden One Center, and I'm sure they're going to have a special guest with them as well. And we've got tickets that we didn't know about last week, and we're giving them away with a game that we came up with called Yes or No for Joe Bro. And caller 17 is none other than Jessica. Hello, Jessica.
Hi.
Are you a big Jonas Brothers fan?
I am.
That's fantastic.
I want to take my little sister with me. She's a bigger fan than I am, but I think it would be a lot of fun.
That's adorable. Cute. How old is your little sister?
I hate to call her little, but she's 30.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she's still littler than me, okay?
That's, there you go. That's all that. Of you. Yes.
That is true. All right. So we're going to play Yes or No for Joe Bro. I'm going to give you Jonas Brothers statements, and then you either say yes if it's true or no if it's false. Katie and Kevin don't know the answers to these. You need 6 out of 10 to win, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. First one. They're going to help you. Katie and Kevin are going to help you, for the most part, help you. First one, they all wore purity rings.
Yes.
Is that
yes
or, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. That is correct.
Right. Tea about that.
I'd like to start with an easy one. All right, here we go. Next one. They originally were called Sons of Jonas.
Oh.
I
don't know.
Okay, I don't know why, but I feel like maybe yes, because was their dad originally in the band?
Oh, wasn't he a pastor?
I don't know what that has to do with what I just said, but I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to go with yes.
Katie's going to say yes. Jessica says yes. Kevin?
I'm going to say no.
All right. And Jessica, that is correct.
Oh, wow. Yes.
They were the Sons of Jonas. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Next one on here. When they broke up in 2013, they needed therapy.
I'm going to guess yes, because maybe Frankie was all like, ugh, I want to be part of the band.
Okay, I'm going to say no, because I think they all went on to do side projects. I feel like Kevin started a family. I think they were fine.
Jessica, what do you say? Kevin says yes for some reason.
Doesn't need therapy.
Right.
So you're going to say yes, they did need therapy?
I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
They did. They all went into therapy.
Wow. Just said everyone needs therapy,
the breakup,
Jessica.
The breakup in 2013.
Went on so well.
The breakup in 2013 was very hard on them. Okay, here we go. Next one on here. Yes or no for Joe, bro. You got 2 points. Joe Jonas had dreams of being in a ska band.
True.
Who did?
Joe.
No. I say false.
That was like a solid and quick true. So I'm going to go with true.
You're going to say yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
He wanted to be in a punk band.
You tricked me. I thought
did trick
off.
And instead he went to DNCE.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So is ska not punk?
Not
Isn't it like a subset?
It's a subset. It's a subset.
You
okay.
Tricky little.
Here we go. Next one. They would have been edgier, but Disney told them not to.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I'm going to go yes.
They did start their career on Disney Channel.
I mean, it's not like they're super edgy now, though.
So, Jessica, you say yes?
Yes.
I'm going to say yes.
That is true.
Shwew.
Disney kept them very innocent.
I do
want to
see them edgy.
Next one on here. Only one has had premarital sex.
True.
So yes.
False.
So no.
No.
What do you think?
I think they all had premarital sex.
Oh.
Well, then let me rephrase this. Yeah. Only one has had premarital sex that we know of.
Oh.
That has, okay, I'll say true, Joe.
That we know of?
That he admitted it. That he admitted it. I'll say.
Katie's right on all fronts. Joe is the only one that has admitted it. Mm-hmm. Katie says Nick and Kevin are liars.
Of course
they
are.
Wow.
Liars.
Nick would never.
All right, here we go. They did drugs with Miley and Demi.
Yes, true.
No. True. No, definitely not.
Definitely true.
Definitely not Demi, because Demi wasn't doing drugs that were like, was weed.
Jessica?
So, I have a false and a true, so now it's a 50-50 shot.
Correct. It's always been a 50-50 shot, but yes, okay.
I'm going to go false.
So you're going to say...
I mean with my help.
You're going to say no?
I'm going to say no.
That's yeah. Great.
Sure.
I mean, maybe if you said they smoked weed with Miley, I would have believed it. But
Joe is the only one who admitted that he smoked weed with Miley Cyrus.
Okay, there's no way they would say, "Oh yeah, I did drugs with Demi Lovato," because that would indicate they or would make people think they did super hard drugs. I'm killing it today.
Yeah. Next, you need one more point. You only need one more point. Okay.
Okay.
Nick dated Selena Gomez.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, I'm so bad at that.
I'm going to say true.
Really?
Because
Kevin
Joe,
says yes.
Because Joe had Demi.
Right.
These are for the tickets.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, I was going to say yeah.
All right, Katie and Kevin both say yes.
I'm going to go with them. I'll say yes.
That was a smart move. Congratulations! Yay! You got yourself a pair of tickets and your little teeny tiny 30-year-old sister.
Yeah.
Tickets
put her in a booster seat.
Baby sister.
Make sure she's in the car seat on the way to the show.
I will.
Tickets to see the Jonas Brothers this Friday night at the Golden One Center. Stay on hold. We got to get your information.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.